Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network. Getting into this hour's guest interview segment, and a senior from Cokeville High School is joining us here now this morning. That's Matt Floyd, and Matt has been instrumental in the potential creation of a Lincoln County High School ski team. Matt, hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Appreciate your time and thanks for joining us. So, Matt, let's get to know you a little before we get into the nuts and bolts of what's happening here. Senior at Cokeville High School, I assume you've been skiing or snowboarding or been on the slopes for quite a while, yeah?
Yeah, I've skied for 13 years now.
Okay.
For a long time, yeah.
And what do you enjoy most about skiing then? What do you really love about it?
Just a lot of it, really, you know, just the technique and everything, and it's like my escape, I guess, from the real world. It, you know, it's my therapy.
Okay, and I'm assuming you spend quite a bit of time at Cokeville's own resort at Pine Creek.
Correct.
So, Matt, tell me why you wanted to then go ahead and really push for a ski team. What really made you want to do this?
Well, there's been a couple students in the past that have talked about it a little bit, why don't we have a ski team or whatever, because we have a really great mountain here in Pine Creek, believe it or not. You know, it's a really good mountain. You know, it's like a gold mine in our backyard, and we, you know, there's all these ski teams and stuff around us, and I, you know, don't understand why we don't have a ski team here. And, you know, in elementary school, they have like a ski school program, and they teach the kids how to ski and stuff, but then when they get to junior high or high school, they just cut it off, you know, and, you know, everyone just goes to your more original sports. You know, and I feel like we should continue that and continue the skiing and have a ski team.
Cool. So did you approach the ski resort? Did you approach the school district first, or did someone approach you and ask for your help with this? How did that work?
Well, I talked to the ski patrol, you know, a little bit. I know a guy that's in the ski patrol, and I was just talking with him and talked to him about it, and he know some people, and we got some meetings, you know, with the school board and stuff, and you know, with other ski teams that wanted to help us out and kind of get us started. But yeah, I just talked to him and the school, basically.
Gotcha.
To get us started.
Gotcha. On the air this morning with Matt Floyd. He's a senior at Cokeville High School. So Matt, it sounds like the initial stages of this are kind of churning, that things are starting to move forward. What has happened up to this point, and where are things now with this?
Well, we've got definitely some interest and some younger interest. The superintendent wanted us to ski in conjunction with another team this year, and that's what we're doing right now. There's a couple of us wanting to start this team, and we're skiing with other teams right now this year. And we've done some fundraises and stuff. We had a booth at the Lincoln County Fair last summer. You know, we've done a couple fundraisers like that to, you know, get some money saved up for the team, and just waiting on more interest, I guess, and have a bigger team.
So, Matt, in the end goal is to have like a Cokeville High School team, or would this be some sort of combined team that includes Star Valley, Cokeville, and Kemmer? What do you think is the most likely scenario there?
Probably combined, just because it's the local resort, you know, the closest ski resort for all three of those towns.
And have you seen interest from students in those other schools?
Yes, I have.
Gotcha. So you mentioned that this year you're competing with some other teams. So what are you doing this year? Are you competing right now with maybe a neighboring school like Pinedale or something?
Yeah, I am. I'm skiing for Pinedale this year.
Okay. So I guess my question for you then, Matt, is you're a senior. So you've laid a lot of groundwork for this, and now you're going to graduate at the, you know, 5 months or whatever from now. So what happens after you graduate? Do you think there's enough momentum here that, and enough, students maybe under you that this is going to keep going?
Definitely. I've got a younger brother that's, doing it with me, you know, wanting to get it started. There's some kids from Kemmer that are really excited. Just around, you know, there's definitely some younger kids right now that really, really want to do the ski team. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the next step then, Matt, to make this become a reality? What needs to happen now?
We need to have at least 8 kids on the team, and we just need to be endorsed by the superintendent, Matt Erickson.
Gotcha. And so that's this is kind of the trial period then, if I understand correct, to see if that endorsement will happen.
Yep.
Gotcha. How many, you mentioned you got to have 8 kids on the team. How many this year are competing with other schools?
3. Okay. Right now.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, Matt, this is it's been really cool to learn more about this. Maybe just on a broader note, what have you learned as you've gone through this process? Maybe not necessarily about how to start a ski team, but to really take the incentive to do something like this and be motivated to do it and kind of spearhead it. What have you learned overall on taking on a project like this?
That if you really want something, you got to work hard for it. And no matter really what happens, how many people say no or whatever, you just got to keep going, keep working at it to be successful, you know. If you keep going, eventually there will be an outcome, I guess. Yeah.
Well said, Matt. Really appreciate your time. So just a final question for you. What can the community do? Are you looking for outside support from the Lincoln County community to make this a reality? Any help you need? What might someone be able to do?
Just anyone who really wants to be on the team, you know, just interest, more interest, well, you know, the more interest, the better, I guess. You know, and we're doing all we can to find fundraisers and things like that just to raise up some money to do, you know, our own team. Because as far as I know, the school district doesn't quite have the money to fund us in any way. So all we're trying to do is just save up money, enough money to have our own ski team.
And I'm assuming if this takes place, if this comes about, then you'll probably be making some visits back to see it, right? This got to be your baby. I'm sure you'd like to see it happen even after graduation.
Oh, for sure.
All right, awesome. That's Matt Floyd this morning on the SVI Radio Network.